And if it's time for sports, it's time for Mike Kazi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Every once in a while, your computer ever act a little slow for some reason? You can never.
Very. Yeah. More than once in a while.
This morning, it's just like acting real sluggish.
Kinda I need like, a new one. I just can't afford it.
Kind of like it doesn't want to go to school. All right. Well, I was able to bring up this first story that I want to talk about. And this is no surprise to me because I've walked. Well, it's no surprise to me because it goes along with what happens in human nature. Rocco Mediate, who is not a top tier golfer, but he's a golfer that stayed on the PGA Tour for a long, long time, admits to the Golf Channel that he was a habitual alcoholic during his career before giving it up in 2017, but that included drinking every day, including during tour events. Did they say every time? He said, no, it wasn't every time. But but here's the interesting thing. He had a top 10 finish the last year that he drank in every tournament on the PGA Tour.
I'm sure more than him is drinking on every tournament.
I think, and here's what I always say about when you compare sports to regular society, guess what, folks? The percentages of alcoholics and drug addicts and stuff match up because you're pulling from the same pool of people.
Yeah, why would it be different?
Yeah, you're pulling from the same pool of people, so it's not.
If anything, it might be more because athletes' jobs don't consist of as much time as regular people. There's no commute.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's pretty. That's the one story that I wanted to talk.
I'm sure there's more than just him.
Yeah. All right. So, anyways, what do you have on your mind here?
The Nets won last night, they broke their losing streak. This weekend, big college basketball game Saturday night. Duke plays Virginia. The rematch this time is in Virginia. It was a pretty good game the first time around. Should be a pretty good game second time around. Right now, they're the second and third ranked team in college basketball, so it'll be a good matchup.
All right. Anything else?
No. Harper's still bouncing around trying to find a team, as is Machado. Harper went to San Francisco. That's the last team he hooked up with. So these guys got the big net, and they're hoping they catch something. That's it right now. There's not, oh, I want to play for this team or I want to play for that team. Right now it's I want to play for anybody. And it's good. I think it's good because they're not worth it. The owners aren't caving in, finally. And now they're out there with the tin cup trying to hook up with somebody.
All right, here's a pretty cool story out of the NFL. Baker Mayfield and Shaquan Barkley, they're pretty good friends. And they had a friendly bet going into the season who would win the award. What award did Offensive Rookie of the Year, okay? And, of course, Shaquan Barkley won it by a little bit. But these guys are such good friends, they had a wager on it. Baker Mayfield has to buy Barkley a chain necklace. And then if in the next awards that they come head-to-head on, if Baker wins, he gets the chain necklace back. I think it's pretty cool that that friendship crosses team lines like that, but not on the field. Not on the field. Anyways, I just think it's kind of cool when you get two rookies that instead of competing with one another and being bitter to one another, actually are friendly with one another about the success they've had.
Why do they have to wear a chain necklace? Why can't they just have a dinner?
I just think it's something that they don't have to wear it. They just pass it back and forth, I think. I don't think you have to wear it. I just think it's one of those things that, you know, is like that. I don't know. I just think it's kind of a cool story, that's all. They're millionaires the minute they set their feet on the field, so...
They're millionaires as soon as they get to college.
Yeah. Well, when they have talent like that.
They just don't know it yet.
Yeah. All right. And the other big news, the New York Giants did not pick up running back Jonathan Stewart's contract option. Who's Jonathan Stewart?
Is it John Stewart's son? I don't know.
It was a two-year deal that he could have made up to $6.5 million.
His name ain't Brady. It's pretty safe bet. I don't know who he is.
He spent the first 10 seasons with the Carolina Panthers, and then last year with
10 seasons with Carolina?
Yeah, yeah.
Guy's old.
Yeah. So anyways, so that's it. That's it on that's all I have on that. And I know you'll appreciate this story, that the Yanks' Clint Frazier is feeling good after the concussion cut short his 2018 season.
Okay.
It really
good
is.
For Clint Davis. Where's he playing?
You know.
Clint Frazier, whatever
his Clint
name
Frazier?
Is.
Clint Frazier? You know,
where's he playing?
He's playing for the Yankees.
But where is he playing?
He's an outfielder. He's the type of player
he's playing the bench.
Yeah. Exactly right. He's there as just an extra piece to fill in case somebody gets injured.
So he's as useful as the spare tire in the trunk of a car.
Well, you always say that until you need that spare tire, Mike.
Exactly. But then what happens to the spare tire? You ride on it for 2 miles, you get the other one plugged, and it goes back into the trunk.
Yeah, but you need those parts. You need those parts.
Frazier's not going to play. He's going to play a little bit more than you.
That's right.
Put it this way. If Clint Frazier's playing for the Yankees,
yeah,
they got problems.
You're right. That's exactly right.
Major problems.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Clint Frazier.
What else is going on in sports? I was coming out of New York City on Tuesday. I was listening to Mike Francesa, and the show before him were those three clowns that are on. It's just horrible. And they were talking about all these possible trades, the Yankees picking up this and that. And Francesa said something that's really truly honest. He said, after the Super Bowl, the first 3 weeks in February are a nightmare for a radio talk show host because they got to invent things to talk about. And it's true. I listened to the three that were on before him. They were just horrible. They had the Yankees signing both possible scenarios.
Machado and...
Yeah.
And
possible scenarios. Possible scenarios. You got to be kidding me.
And then maybe trading Stanton straight up for DeGrom,
Unbelievable.
And then maybe, Babe Ruth can pinch hit. These guys are clowns.
I know.
But see, Francesa being the astute horseman that he is...
Yeah.
It would be a real good thing, at this early date, go out there and give, maybe his top five choices to maybe win the Kentucky Derby this year because, nobody says he's a better horseman in the world than himself. So, maybe he can do that.
I don't know. Maybe he
I
can.
I love when he gets Jerry Bailey on there every year and, they fake who's kissing each other the most in the mirror when, last time I heard Jerry Bailey pick a horse that was more than 2-1 would be never.
All right, let's see. Anything else really? It's nothing really going on in sports. That new football league, I'm telling you, I'm going to watch it this weekend because there's nothing else to watch right now.
I think I'm going to go get, how many teeth do I have? 24? 24 root canals before I watch that.
Don't say that. Tomorrow I get a tooth pulled tomorrow, an extraction.
Oh, I've had to have one pulled out for a year that's cracked. I haven't done it yet.
I put this off because I had a couple different things come up twice, but tomorrow's the day. Tomorrow's the day.
My Armageddon's coming soon, too. Yeah.
Tomorrow's the day.
I hate that.
I know, tomorrow. We're adults, and we know that we can get over it. But there's something about somebody putting their hands in your mouth and basically taking a fancy wrench and pulling a tooth out.
Well, I bite them.
What?
I do that. I bite them. I do. I'm a biter.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That's right.
Did I hurt you? Like when you hurt me? No, I'm sorry. I'm not a good person in a dentist chair.
Oh, I'm terrible. Don Martin was great to put up for me so many years before he retired. I'm just terrible. I'm absolutely terrible.
And a guy last year, the thing that made me put it off, he's like, yeah, we're going to have to pull that out. I'm like, all right, whatever. And then he says, do you have a heart condition? I'm like, what's that got to do with my tooth?
I will have a heart condition when I'm in here when you're pulling it out. You.
Yeah, really. Yeah, so I'm going there too. I'm just been watching college basketball a lot. Like LSU was on last night there. I try to watch a lot of SEC games and a lot of other big school matchups, and it's interesting because there's quite a few kids from the area around down here that are playing big time college basketball, and it's good to see how they progress and how they fit in against everybody else.
All right. Well, I'll check with you tomorrow. We can talk racing.
Yeah, Tampa Bay Downs would be a big spot for us to talk about tomorrow. All Sam right. Davis this weekend. That's the 3-year-old prep.
We'll do it then. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Kosky with a check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio.